This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Odisha, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Prominent among them are Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal of the BJP, Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma of Congress, Omar Abdullah of National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Campaigning is heating up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the BJP will form the government after 4th June and every corrupt person will be sent to jail. Addressing a public meeting in Purulia Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal, he said the TMC government is not concerned about SCs, STs and Dalits. He alleged that TMC and Congress will snatch their reservation if they come to power in Delhi. Mr. Modi said, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was not in support of reservation on religious grounds. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed an election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today for party candidate Vidyut Varan Mehto. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the 2024 Lok Sabha election is to strengthen the country's present and future. Mr. Modi said businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Launching a scathing attack on Congress, he said the party considers the business community as the enemies of the country. Taking a jibe at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi without naming him, he dared the chief ministers of the Congress and their alliance partner ruled states in Himachal Pradesh and Tamil Nadu and also those from the India Alliance for opposing businesses and investors. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati today addressed an election rally in Basti, Uttar Pradesh. She accused the previous Samajwadi Party government of depriving the SC and ST category people of their constitutional rights. The Delhi police has detained several Aam Aadmi Party workers marching towards the BJP headquarters in the national capital as part of Jail Bharo protest. Talking to media, DCP Central Delhi M. Harshavardhan said restrictions under Section 144 of CRPC have been imposed on DDU Marg and there is no permission for any kind of protest. Security was enhanced outside the BJP headquarters in view of the protest. Addressing the gathering at AAP headquarters ahead of leading the protest march, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of starting a vendetta against AAP leaders. He expressed the apprehension that in the coming days, AAP leaders might be arrested and party accounts may be frozen. The student enrollment under the scheduled caste category has grown by 44% from 46 lakh in 2014-15 to 66 lakh in 2021-22. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Classes, minority female student enrollment also witnessed over 42% increase from over 10 lakh in 2014-15 to 15 lakh in 2021-22. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain till Tuesday. A red alert has been issued in Pathanamthitta, Kottayam and Idukki districts for today and tomorrow. An orange alert has been issued in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts, while a yellow alert has been issued in Thrissur, Palakkad, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty won the men's doubles of the Thailand Open today, beating the Chinese pair of Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yi 21-15 in straight sets. Yesterday, the Indian duo defeated Lu Mingche and Tang Kai Wei of Chinese Taipei 21-11, 21-12 to enter the final of the tournament. In Sharjah, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram defeated local star A.R. Saleh Saleem to emerge as the sole leader on 4.5 points after the end of the fifth round of Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. Chidambaram is now followed by four players, the Iranian duo of Amin Tabatabei and Bardia Daneshwar, and Americans Hans-Moke Niemann and Sam Shankland, who all have 4 points apiece. And that is the end of this news bulletin.